Good morning.
Good morning. We're so glad you joined us this morning. And we want to say the tag today is we have access to God with the Monday. Let us pray. Almighty God, I do not know how to thank you enough. We thank you for the beautiful day we've never seen before. We thank you for your confidence that we have in Jesus. Thank you for your gifts of grace. Thank you for your love. Lord, thank you for your love that you have saved and remind us. Most of all, dear Lord, thank you for your knowing that nothing that can happen in the world that has power toward us. Thank you for Jesus' name, and we love you, dear God. Thank you for the DSDL Young family for our honest life. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Harrison and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their commitment for this TMC call every day. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. We thank you for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the TMC prayer warriors, the family guests who join us this morning. Oh, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for the nursing home. We go by God, go by the bereaved family. They need you this morning. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name, let us all say amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you. Have a great day.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me say thank you to Minister Cynthia for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master. And early in the morning, we gather together as a family to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God who does things decent and in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with cell phone networks who charge for the regular dial-in, we have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. This call is brought to you each week live, Monday through Friday, and you can hear the recording from the current day's message by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team or if you have a word stored up in your belly from the Lord for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general minister, Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-POUND. And today is Motivational Mondays, and at the end of the call, I will let you know who will be bringing forth the information. So now I am going to get out of the way so that this amazing woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa is a woman after God's own heart. She is a friend. She is a spiritual mother. She is an amazing daughter and caregiver. And I am going to get out of the way because I know she needs no introduction. I will present to some Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Juneteenth. Blessings to you, Minister Kai. Thank you so much for hosting our call as we begin this week today. Blessings to our entire TMC family. A shout out also to Minister Cynthia. Thank you for greeting and seating all of God's people this morning. We so appreciate you in giving us that theme. Well, I'm excited today because it is a historical special day here in Texas and one that for many, many years has been celebrated all across the country. And we are aware that, praise God, in artists, we have many creeds, cultures, and a mosaic of races in our company. And I am a true prophetic historical teacher. And for those of you who don't know, we lovingly call this Juneteenth Day, and many parades went on Saturday, and in many parts of Texas, this holiday has some banks closed where people take time to honor Juneteenth. So I want to take a minute, as I always do, and go over a little history. What Juneteenth, is all about, so that you in New Jersey, down to Florida, to California, to New York, can truly understand the history of what Juneteenth is about. Most of us here in this Lone Star State know that this is where it really began. So a little history. Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. It was on June 19th, this day, back starting in 1865, that the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gorton Granger, landed in Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Now, mind you, this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1st, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on the Texas due to the minimal number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. So they knew all the slave owners, but without the Union troops to enforce it, they did not do it. So, however, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and the arrival of General Granger's regiment, the forces were finally strong enough to, quote, influence and then overcome the resistance. Later attempts to explain this 2.5 year delay in the receipt of this important news has yielded several versions that have been handed down through the years. Often told is the story of a messenger who was murdered on his way to Texas with the news of freedom. Another is that the news was deliberately withheld by the enslavers to maintain the labor force on the plantations. And still another version is that federal troops actually waited for the slave owners to reap the benefits of one last cotton harvest before going to Texas to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, all of which, or neither of these versions, could be true. Certainly for some, President Lincoln's authority over the rebellious states was in question. For whatever reasons, conditions in Texas remained status quo well beyond what was
the statutory instructions given. Now, it's called General Order Number 3. General Order Number 3. One of General Granger's first orders of business was to read to the people of Texas General Order Number 3, which began most significantly with, quote, "The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and free laborer." Now, the reaction to this profound news ranged from pure shock to immediate jubilation, while many lingered to learn of this new employer-to-employee relationship. Many left before these offers were completely off the lips of their former masters, attesting to the varying conditions of the plantations and the realization of freedom. Even with nowhere to go, many felt that leaving the plantation would be their first grasp of freedom. Now, the North was a logical destination, and for many it represented true freedom. While the desire to reach family members in neighboring states drove the same and drove many into Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, settling into these new areas as free men and women brought about new realities and the new challenges of establishing a heretofore non-existent status for black people in America. Now, recounting the memories of that great day in June of 1865 and its festivities would serve as a motivation as well as a release from the growing pressures encountered in their new territory. The celebration of June 19th was coined Juneteenth and grew with more participation from descendants. The Juneteenth celebration was a time for reassuring each other, for praying and for gathering remaining family members. Juneteenth continued to be highly revered in Texas still decades later, with many former slave and descendants making an annual pilgrim back to Galveston on this date. So a little history for many of you all sitting in New Jersey, shout for Juneteenth. It really started because that's when in the state of Texas, in Galveston, we got the news, and a range of activities have been provided to entertain the masses, which consists of rodeos, fishing, barbecue, many drink red soda water, as we call it down here, for the blood of the many slaves that were lost, and barbecue because we as a people of color, black folks, love barbecue, and it's been established as a center of attention and a share of the spirit of love. But what it really says is that we celebrate physically being free. How many of us are spiritually free today, as many are celebrating Juneteenth? So I'm going to talk this morning, after giving you that foundational, when you hear, especially all over the country, I think many who left Texas and migrated all over the country helped carry this tradition. And I laugh when I used to live in New York and I'd say, "Do you know what Juneteenth is really about?" "Oh, it's when blacks were free." No, blacks were free with the Emancipation Proclamation back in January 1st, 1863. But now you understand. Texas, historically, 2.5 years later, got the news. So what's our topic for today to roll on to this celebratory holiday? Overcoming challenges. Even in our own life, overcoming temptations. Three parts: face your conflicts, cultivate the character, and challenge ungodly compromise. Many of us are still fighting for some freedom this day. We know of the women inequality. For every dollar a man makes, a woman only makes 74 cents. We know still the rise of racial animosity that's going on in our country today, where all are not literally free, even though we may be physically free. So we still have some Juneteenth challenges ahead. A subtitle I've given this is Changing from Within Because We Intend to Win. Changing from within because we intend to win. So in an observation of Juneteenth, let's look from a historical and biblical perspective about our history of Americans, our heritage, and how God's favor and our legacy of faith has brought us through a turbulent history, through a persevering people. And like the Jews, we have experienced slavery, persecution, discrimination, and degradation, yet we still stand strong as a people of God. Once we had a Joseph in the White House, which God has been showing us godly favor, but still with the many challenges with who's in the White House now, we have to have a persevering spirit showing and believing in God's faithfulness. And because of this rich commitment, rich heritage that many of us are standing on the back of, the shoulders of, we have to face our present-day conflicts, cultivate our daily godly character, and then we're challenged, our turn, carry your baton in your circle of influence and challenge ungodly compromise whenever you see it. What's our text scripture? Well, 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 15, when Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, which was full of contradictions. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Verse 13, No temptation. Hear that in your vernacular when you want to offer an excuse. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So first, we have to faithfully face our conflicts. How do we do that, Pastor V? Well, you got to seek the mind of Christ. And see, many of us, we hate confrontation. We hate to deal with possible conflict. We would rather ignore, not deal with a situation which might lead to conflict. But God wants us to seek his face, get his strategy, and then face our challenges. We cannot, especially in this day and time, in 2017, you cannot have the ostrich ministry and bury our heads in the sand. We cannot go into denial, allowing deception and delusion to enter into our own hearts. We cannot let the elephant in the room stay and not confront it, even if it may lead to conflict. Ephesians 4:15, the theme of my personal ministry, Gathering of the Eagles, is 15th verse when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in that fourth chapter, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ Jesus. God may tell us to stand still in silence and first march around the walls of our situation like Joshua did around the walls of Jericho, but there's coming a strategy. God may tell us to put the praise and worshipers out front, like he did with Jehoshaphat. We know that verse in 2 Chronicles 20, that 15th verse, and the Lord responded to his prophet Jehaziel, and he said, "Listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Get in God's face. Get his strategy. Be discerning and sensitive." My favorite book of the Bible, the book of James, we have to learn to resist the devil. We often quote the last part of James 4:7, but the whole verse reads, "Submit," that's not a cuss word, "submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You can't resist the devil and you're not totally submitted to God, like Esther, when she had to face her conflict. In Esther 4, she put everybody on a fast, seeking the mind and the heart of Christ. We know that famous song by Horatio Palmer, "Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through, just like our heritage of people before us. Face your conflict, fighting manfully onward. What does that mean, onward? What does that mean? Well, first, be proactive, not always reactionary. Every day, put on your armor of God. Spend that quality time in the presence of God. Secondly, be open and aware that temptations come from everywhere. Within our own soulish realm, they come from family, often asking us to do things that are unscriptural, for friends, but we experience pressure trying to fit in and get in, from the devil to get us out of position and communion with God so that we abort our dreams, our vision, our destinies. Christ was born to model the message so we can see the love of God walked out every day. And that's what leads us to that chorus of that same song. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. We're talking this morning about overcoming the temptations, facing our conflicts. We got the baton in this season. Are you facing your conflicts, cultivating character and challenging ungodly compromise? And what does it mean when you cultivate godly character? Well, having godly character is living out the fruit of the Spirit. We all know Galatians 5, 22 through 23, that lists those nine fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Control your own self. Against such things, there is no law. That leads us to our second verse of this awesome song. Shun evil companions, bad language disdain. Tired of all these cussing saints now. Bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. See, we have Joseph as an example in Genesis 37 through that 50th chapter. We learn from his example how to fight the inner temptations, from one, being angry with his brothers about selling him into slavery, two, not yielding to the advances of Potiphar's wife in Genesis 37, and three, not getting mad or becoming depressed from our butler's selective amnesia when he was in prison, unjustly put there for doing the right thing in the sight of God. When we're overcoming our temptations, we've got to first face the conflict. Secondly, cultivate godly character. And lastly, we're going to talk about challenge ungodly compromise. It just takes a little leaven to leaven the loaf. What do you mean, Pastor V, when you say challenge ungodly compromise? Well, that next verse of our Yield Not Temptation hymn says, to him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Though through faith we will conquer, though often cast down. We may lose some battles, but we're going to win the war. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. See, light and darkness have never been running partners. That light will never have darkness as its road dog. Light will never deny the truth of God's word. Light will never do ungodly hookups and will never be part of a strategic setup that our Lord wants to lift us up as eagles into. When we understand that we must be true to God's word, you can't compromise and say, well, I'm going to steal this part just a little bit for a little while till I get on my feet. Wrong answer. God cannot embrace sin. Today, as we celebrate, that freedom is really being free in Christ, in whom the Son sets free. Thank you, Jesus. We're free indeed. And how do we stay free? by overcoming the temptations of life. First, facing the conflict, cultivating our character. That means produce some good fruit, juicy fruit that will remain. And then challenging, carrying our baton for this leg of the race. Challenging ungodly compromise. Father, I seal this time, this word into God's people, God's spirit. You said, if my people who are called by my name, if we'll do our part, if we'll humble ourselves and pray, and when we pray, get off our knees and get up and be about the kingdom building, great things will happen. I speak it and decree it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the word that just came forth, not just your word, but the history lesson, so that we can know our past, so that we are not doomed to repeat it. So, Lord, we just thank you for the woman of God. We thank you that you are ordering her steps. You know what she needs, spoken and unspoken. We ask you to do the exceeding and the abundant according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family, and we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them and artist life. Lord, order the steps as they continue to work out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artist life. Lord, we thank you for each and every person attached to the TMC call. Father, we know that those who are dealing with bereavement, we ask you just to go by and be their peace that passes all understanding. Meet them where they are. Minister to their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Touch their minds, O God, that they may continue to seek your perfect will, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are doing more than we could ever hope, think, or ask, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we continue to surrender and submit it all to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. We are so glad that you have joined us this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. I will now ask Dr. Vanessa to come back and give us our benediction.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited that coming up right after this call, I'm encouraging everyone to join us. Minister Ada Grace will be bringing the word this morning, so we can even just continue to feast on the word of God. Let's pray. Intelligent Holy Spirit, Lord of lords, King of kings, truly this day, our deliverer, our freedom, our way maker. Father, as we stop to pause on this Juneteenth day to remember, reflect, and say thank you for the blood that was shed for many, the sacrifices that were made for even more, that freedom is rarely free, that it did cost some big mamas and great grandmothers and great, great, great grandmothers to have us sit in a place of comfort and freedom this day. We thank you, Father, for our turn to create legacy, to create a lineage of hope, of trust, of loving you, of training our children, raising them up in the admonition and the fear of the Lord. So we thank you today as we stop to pause and just say thank you, to stop to pause, to make sure we're on time and on target with the assignments you deposited into our spirits. So, Father, for every caller on this line today as we leave this call, but never deviate from your presence, give us a new sensitivity, a new altitude to have that attitude of gratitude. to spread our wings and make sure we're soaring toward the destiny you designed for our lives from the beginning. And with everything we do and say, we will, Daddy God, give you and you alone, glorifying, celebrating, magnifying your name and your name alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out this Juneteenth day, celebrate, thank somebody for the sacrifice for you and I to enjoy the privileges we do. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.